This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 18. Stand up straight. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 13. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. A woman who was bent over met Jesus. He gave her the ability to stand up straight, and he did this on the Sabbath day. The religious leaders became angry because a faithful Jew like Jesus was not supposed to work on the Sabbath by healing someone. We could say the religious leaders had a point. This woman had been bent over for 18 years. Would waiting one more day make much of a difference? But to Jesus, this was about setting a person free from a burdensome disease and giving her the dignity of a child of Abraham. What's more, this was about giving glory to God and rest to this woman on the very Sabbath day of rest and worship that God wanted for his people. Ultimately, this healing pointed to the salvation that only Jesus can offer. And salvation is so important that Jesus wanted the authorities to know it should certainly take place on the Sabbath day. The healing of this woman can teach us also that we should not wait to receive salvation from Jesus. Salvation is a gift for eternal life, and it makes our lives better right now. With such a great gift being offered to us, why would we wait any longer to receive it? Receive Jesus' salvation for you today. Pray with me. God, I praise you for offering me salvation in Jesus. Thank you for such an amazing gift that allows me not only to live with you forever, but also to know your grace and peace already today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.